T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Boy, it seems like the San Francisco Giants are killing it in pretty much every way you can imagine. They're having a fantastic season this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put some pretty awesome messages on their Jumbotron. There's a guy from Max. He is from the Bay Area, recently got divorced, and apparently very, very happy about his decision. And so he was at a Giants game, and how about the team gave him a congratulatory message on the Jumbotron?
Okay, that's pretty awesome.
Now, I don't know if he paid for this, if his friends paid for it, parents, whatever, but the message on the Jumbotron read, "Happy divorce, Max. Back in the game."
Awesome. They should have gave, like, his handle. Like, that way, hey, reach out to Max at Max is single and ready to do it.
That's right. Here's some DMs you can slide into with Max.
That's, wow. I wonder what, like, the whoever makes the decisions on what goes on the Jumbotron and what, I mean, obviously, happy divorce, Max, back in the game is nothing offensive. And, you know, I mean, it's not a no, but I wonder if there's like a certain person that has to like read through all these and be like, yeah, you know what? Maybe we won't do that one.
Oh, definitely. I bet. I mean, you know, I imagine because the Mariners throw a lot of stuff up on the screen, especially a lot of pictures from social networks. Someone's got to weed through all those.
It'd be great if the next message was, I'm Max's ex who wants to meet up.
Oh, that would have been, yeah, that would be a great one. I would have put that on there anyway.
I got a feeling that like now his ex probably has seen this because it's like all over the internet.
Yeah. Good for him, man. And good for the Giants. You know what I mean? Doing good by one of their own, you know, one of their own fans, you know, giving them good congrats.
Big divorce, heads up to the baseball game, gets a Jumbotron message.
You know, I mean, look, a divorce can be celebratory. You definitely didn't belong with that person anymore, you know? So why not have fun with it? Hopefully it can be amicable and you realize, hey, man, you know what? We're better off going our own way.
No, I know of a few people that have been, like, divorced and they're both still friendly. Like, you know, they're not hanging out, obviously. I mean, there's a reason why they got divorced, but they are still respectful towards each other and it doesn't seem like it devastated them. You know, some people get those divorces and it's like, I'd imagine like the longer the marriage goes, the more devastating it could be. But there are some people who are just like, they never like bounce back from it. And you're like, oh, I mean, you can't just live in misery, for the rest of your life because things didn't work out.
Well, and, you know, look, society defines what a marriage is. And sometimes those definitions make you feel like a failure when it doesn't work.
I feel like Max, though, probably got a lot of free drinks that night.
Oh, yeah.
And when you'd be like, I'm Max, the guy on the billboard. No, let me get you I'd buy him a drink.
Oh, sure. And you got to be thinking that if, you know, I mean, if there are any women out there at the game, like, dude, look at Max as a baller. He got himself on the Jumbotron. That might get Max a little play.
I'm just wondering how many people who are not Max are saying, hey, yeah, no, that's me. I'm Max.
Totally Max here.
Yeah, this is me.
There's no picture of him on the Jumbotron. That's
not
a good point.
All. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good opportunity.
Yeah, so make sure you get yourself your fake ID with the name Max on there if you want free drinks. That's the idea.
Next game, they have him throw out the first pitch, and he throws his wedding ring out off his finger. Like, might as well just have some fun with it, right?
There you go. Yeah. Oh, good for Max. Good for the Giants. You know what? Everybody's smiling.
What if he's their good luck charm? Ever since he announced his divorce, the team has not lost.
What if he's a good luck charm? I think they're the best team in baseball, but okay. I mean, why not? At least they keep winning.
Yeah. Can we trade Max to the Mariners fan base?
Yeah. I mean, they don't need a good luck charm, those friggin' Giants. Yeah, we need them. You know, send them our way. We need to get into the playoffs. I don't think the Giants have any worries about getting into the... As a matter of fact, the Giants are in the playoffs. I just remember I saw that. So, yeah, they're having a great season.
Oh, man, we need him. Then we need this guy bad right now.
Yeah, we do. Oh, we do. Got a new survey, says 28% of pet owners say that they buy things for their pets just for social media posts. And I'll just throw this out to the group, even though I think it's obvious. You do this?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Just for social media posts?
I mean, why else am I dressing Lulu up like a sushi or like putting outfits on her for Halloween? It's to get poops and giggles for ourselves, of course, but also for people who follow me on social media.
So you're saying you wouldn't do this at all, Steve, if there wasn't social media, you wouldn't bother with this?
No, Lulu hates it.
Yeah.
Like, we basically are throwing money away, but it's just funny. Yeah, I mean, we would probably still do it without social media because it's just fun to look back at the pictures. Like, we get a good chuckle, and we only keep it on her for long enough just to take the picture.
Well, and especially now with Tatum. Because at that point, it's going to be like memories to look back on. Where if you just had the dog, maybe not. And like no social media, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not guilty of it. I mean, we're all suckers for stupid social media. So I got nothing else to post other than, so I might as well post something.
Yeah. Wow. You are in the minority as far as like, because I was going to say, what generation do you think does this the most? And Steve, you're an outlier because your generation, not the generation that does this the most. They're like out of the four generations that we'll be talking about that are pretty prevalent in our society. You're number three, Steve, your generation. But you know what? You're younger than you think. You know, you're a young Gen Xer, brother.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of course it's Gen Z.
Yep. Gen Z's the winner.
See, I would have thought millennials, honestly. You know, we were doing that back like when, like I was like 20 years old.
Millennials are number two, Danny.
Yeah.
The millennials are number two. I don't know how far behind they are, but Gen Z is still kicking your ass when it comes to just making these, really doing all this stuff just so they can post it. Not that they care about the dog.
Yeah, I think doing dumb stuff for your pets is typically a young person's game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You dress them up, you're having some fun, you post them. And social media, obviously, is something probably a little bit more prevalent with people who are younger.
You got to have patience. I mean, it's only 8% of boomers are doing this. And, of course, boomers are older than everybody else.
Yeah, I can't picture you doing this for anybody.
Oh, well.
It's hard enough for you to dress yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you know what? There are moments where I don't even want to do that, even for social media. It's like, you know what? Can't we just take the picture like this? No, you got to wear something. All right.
So you're going to get a Kraken puppy jersey for Lulu?
You should.
I saw them. I don't know. I'm not really feeling those.
What? You had a Seahawks one. What's the difference?
It's just the way it looks. I don't know how to say it. If you could pull it up, it's just something about it. Like, I'm just like, I don't know if I even want to put my poor dog through that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if you could pull it up and show it to BJ so he could see it, but...
I sent it to one of my good friends, and she immediately bought it.
It almost looks like a Seahawks jersey with a Kraken logo on it.
Oh,
like
the
old Seahawks jersey.
The color is very similar to the old Seahawks jerseys. You're right.
Yeah, it's not that dark. I don't know why, but... If I'm going to do it, I want it to be more authentic looking.
You're right. I mean, it really should look like a hockey
sale, though.
We turned him into an authentic man.
Yeah, yeah, now I'm a snob when it comes to my jerseys, thanks to you guys.
Who gets replicas? I don't know.
Losers.
I told you, you guys were looking at me like I was a jerk, and now you're part of the jerk club.
Who would even think of getting a replica jersey, BJ?
I know, you're right. Well, come on, what's wrong with you folks?
Somebody said I was doing it before social media for Christmas cards and photo frames for grandparents and parents. I'm 50. Aww. Yeah, forget about that. Christmas cards was like the precursor to social media posts of dumb pictures. Like everyone wanted to do a silly, wacky picture for their Christmas card.
You're absolutely right. But I forgot about that.
But really, if you think about it, Christmas cards were really like the original social media because you're taking the picture to send to your friends and family to let them know what's up.
Right. And then God forbid they don't send you one back.
Yeah.
Then they're off the list.
Yeah.
That's basically like unfriending them.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I never participated in that game. My wife sends out every once in a while New Year's cards. That's what she likes to do. I don't know. But she thinks that, you know, it's that way it gets noticed. Or maybe she's just procrastinating so long. Because Christmas cards was a, you know, if you were a woman it was your job to send out the Christmas cards in the 60s and in the 70s and the 80s. You had that pressure. Like, okay, you got married. You're in charge of the Christmas cards. And my wife was just like, God, I hate this tradition because there's so much stress to it. Because, like you said, Steve, are you on the list? Are you off the list? Is someone to get pissed? And that tended to be the woman's job. Now, I don't know whose job it is, if it's anybody's job at all. I mean, I know people still send them out, but I think it's kind of dumb to send out Christmas cards now. Or is it still nice? I don't know.
I like doing it. I was definitely the one in our relationship that was always like trying to make it happen. And my wife would always kind of like roll her eyes and just like, fine, if you really want to do this, we'll do this, but you have to do it. And I would do it. But then I would always forget who was on the Christmas list. I couldn't find it. So then I would have to wait until I started getting Christmas cards from people. And then I knew, okay, I could send them one because now I have their address. I was terrible at organization with this. So I'd have to wait to get a Christmas card to send a Christmas card.
Ah, well, all right. I mean, at least, but you know, you got it at the tail end. I don't know. You see that. When you see somebody rolling in after Christmas with their card, you're like, all right, what is this? This is a guilt card. You sent it because we sent one to you.
Probably that's what they think. And it's more just I'm unorganized and I don't remember and I don't keep anyone's addresses. And I mean to, and I used to keep like a folder with all I wouldn't even write down their address. That's how lazy I was. I would just keep the envelope that they sent the Christmas card in and go through that. And that's how I would know which addresses to send things to.
I mean, it's not bad.
It's more, it's not very smart space-wise. It's very pack-ratty.
I think Danny's onto something, too, saying that basically it was the original social media Christmas cards, because the other part of that was the year-end story they would tell. They'd send you that little piece of paper. Uh-huh. Here's the year-end report on the Schlemke family.
I should do that. Maybe like Tatum recently took her for a diaper and pooped on the hardwood floors.
And put a picture in it.
Here's the picture of it.
That
should be our Christmas card.
Just make it super inappropriate.
Or go like Mr. Hanky kind of thing. Mr. Hanky was a Christmas turd, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And just like Photoshop a Christmas hat on that turd.
There you go.
Those folks were always such the humble braggers, you know, because if your life was a mess, you're not sending out an end of year report about how everybody in the family's doing.
Right.
Oh, yeah. My first son's in rehab. My daughter's on the streets. You know, I mean, you wouldn't have to say
Liam
that.
I'm Liam Neeson.
Which is also really funny to me because it's like all the, you know, older generations, they're like, oh, the kids and their social media. And I'm like, no, you guys did the same thing. You just had it in different ways.
Yeah.
Like, but people,
if Bob got promoted.
Yeah.
But it was only once a year, though, Danny. They didn't annoy
us. That's what dinner parties were for. I was watching a show recently, and someone asked, like, a kid, like, what's a dinner party? And that's what they're saying. It's like, you have your social media now. That's how we'd get together and brag about what's going on in our lives.
Oh, and then, they show slides sometimes if you got together with people, and that was basically their pics. That was their Instagram.
Oh, my gosh, dude. The vacation picture show. I remember people would always come over to our house, family members, and they'd bring like their photo album. Be like, that was our night, was to look at the pictures.
Or the slide.
You're right. We didn't even go that far. I wish we did. At least it'd be something. At least we didn't have to all like gather around one person, like hover over them and uncomfortably act excited with each picture of them in a pool at a hotel. Like, wow, that's cool. You're in water. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was like the whole thing. And just like, and then there's this one and this one.
Yeah. Hey, there's a mountain. You know what? I got a screensaver that shows me the same crap. I don't know why.
At least with social media, you could just keep scrolling.
Yeah, you don't have to look at it. You can hide them if you want. And they think that you are their friend.
You just quickly like it and then you don't even look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess social media has been a great invention when you think about it. It's made life better.
Well,
I mean, when you think about it, I mean, no dinner parties, no enduring the slideshows uncomfortably when you're going, wow, we have, because you had to go to people's homes. It was an insult if you didn't go to somebody's house for a dinner party.
Yeah, but on the flip side, you only had to deal with hearing their opinions for maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours once every couple of months. Now, we have to hear their opinions every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It depends on your family, though, Steve. We had so many family events. One of the best things about moving away from the Northeast was not having to go to every christening, every baptism, it seemed like every weekend there was something we had to go to and then listen to the same dumb uncle tell you stock advice.
Wouldn't it be great if now like you go, whatever happened to that uncle, and you find out he's a multimillionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Not my uncle.
Okay.
Oh. That never happens. Yeah.
So he wasn't telling you about this little company called Apple or Microsoft or any of those things, right?
No, he never told me about that. No, it was always like, you know what? Here's some network marketing I want to tell you about. Oh, great.
Buy stocks and 8-track tapes. That's what's
happening. Yeah. Thanks.
They're never going away.
Yeah, thanks, Uncle Poorhouse. Thanks a lot.
Blockbuster Video. I hear they're going to have a great uptick.
Oh, you better invest now. People were People were asked to name unusual things that they have done in a bathroom. What do you think? It made the list? I'll tell you at 8:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. People were asked, okay, what unusual things do you do in a bathroom? And again, it's not the stuff you would normally associate with by using the bathroom. It's like, okay, you know, things that you go in there and you're not doing what the bathroom was designed for.
I can answer for you, BJ, and it's answer work emails.
Yeah, you got that right, buddy.
Yeah.
More often than not, whenever we do, where's BJ? He's trying to bathroom. All of a sudden, I just start seeing like a little string of email responses. I'm there he is. Ding. Yep. He's pooping. Yep.
Oh, I've learned that from my father. That was the place to go to be alone and get your thoughts together, yep. Get stuff done uninterrupted, the bathroom.
I'm pretty sure my dad, he went to the bathroom the minute he got home from work, and he was in there for like about an hour. And I'm pretty sure it was just so he can mentally prepare himself for dealing with my brother and I.
Yeah.
Like, he's just I'm not yet ready. I'm in a bad mood because I've been stuck on a train for an hour and a half to 2 hours. And now I got these two idiots.
Dude, when I went to my wife's uncle's house, and he really was successful, and he had a home office, I realized, whoa. And he was never in the bathroom. Because he had a place to go where he had a bed in there so he could go take naps. Everything he needed was in this one room of the house. And I thought, this is genius because the poor man's home office is the bathroom.
That's true.
You know, maybe the garage, if you're lucky enough to have room to go out and have a workshop out there.
Like my dad shed or something, yeah.
My dad had a tool shed, yeah. And,
We would talk to him every morning. Hey. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. That's pretty good, though. So the bathroom, people are definitely using for stuff that isn't like what the bathroom's designed for. Like you said, I get all my office work done. How about anybody else in this room? Do you use the bathroom for anything outside of what it's supposed to be used for?
Having sex.
Yeah.
Having
do you sex? Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's on the list.
Never. My girlfriend loves the shower sex.
Oh, I forget that the shower's in the bathroom. That's a good point.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, if you're in a bar.
I was picturing like hunched over a toilet. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's bar bathroom sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but the shower, yeah. I mean, that's honestly, I think that's why people design those big walk-in showers, you know, like in the homes.
The it ones even that have like a bench seating.
Oh, it's like, yeah.
What do you need to sit down for?
They got multiple shower heads that will hit you from every angle. I just feel like those folks are just basically, oh, yeah, you're not showering in here. You're doing it.
Unless you have a physical reason why you need to sit in a shower, which I get those. But like the ones where it's just like, okay, neither one of you have that. What? Oh, okay. I know what you guys like to do in there.
Oh, here's what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm never taking a shower. I'm like, I need to sit down.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a big bench, I definitely think sex. But as a girl, my first thought when I see a little bench in a shower, I'm like, oh, easier to shave my legs.
I bet for a lot of ladies, that is a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, Steve,
well, you know what? Maybe you're wrong. Maybe that's what's really going on.
But if it's a big, big bench, it's for slam town.
All right. Fair enough. You know what? I want to believe people are having a good time in life.
The only thing I can think of that I do in the bathroom that's not meant for bathroom needs is like sometimes watching videos. If I'm watching a video like and I haven't finished watching the video, I will just finish watching the video because I know once I leave that bathroom, I'm not getting to watch that video, especially now with the kid.
That's really interesting. Yeah, you know, reading a book people do in the bathroom a lot, but I'm not seeing a lot of video watching, which, Steve, I have to say, I'm surprised because I think I got to be thinking you're not the only one.
Yeah, my wife was like, why were you in the bathroom for 3.5 hours? I'm like, I just started SummerSlam and didn't realize how long it was going to go. No, usually it's like a 5-minute video or something along those lines. I'm not like watching like a television show. It's like maybe I'll watch like an interview clip that's like 6-7 minutes. And I'm like, well, I kind of want to see what happens in this before I actually call it a time to leave the bathroom.
See, I do that too, but I like listening to shows, especially if I've watched them a million times, like as opposed to like sometimes music. And if I'm watching a show and I want to finish the episode, I'll just place it in my windowsill while I shower so I could still listen to it. So I do the same thing, but when I'm showering.
All right. There we go. So you and Steve, apparently the only ones in America that do this.
Yep.
Sorry.
Someone said Steve saw something unusual in a bathroom in Atlanta when he saw one dude docking his whiskey to another guy.
Yeah,
I was just sharing that story with my buddy Ethan HD a couple weeks ago when we were at SOS Wrestling, and he was just like jaw dropped because at the time, if those that don't know, we went to a radio convention, and at the time I did not know what the concept of docking was, and I went into a bathroom and there were two guys, just right there, and I'll never forget. One had like blue leather or pleather pants, the other one had like red leather or pleather pants. Yeah. And I was glad I didn't have white leather or pleather pants because then I think it was just meant to be.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been the patriotic threesome right there.
Right. Either here or in France. And so, like, I remember locking eyes with those guys and they just kind of like looked at me like, are you coming in or not? And I quickly closed the door and went to the women's bathroom and it was like a one person at a time bathroom and locked that door until I heard them leave because I was like, I don't know what was going on in there, but it creeped me out. And then I told everybody like, oh, they were docking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, welcome to America, sir.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Yeah. So, how about this? People taking a phone call in the bathroom. I find that, by the way, and that happens in our office. And I really, come on. You know, maybe your own bathroom at home, sure. But I think, you can tell the echo. I don't like to be in the bathroom because I feel like acoustically they can tell it's a different sound and they go, well, where would that echo come from? You must be in the bathroom talking to me.
Sometimes it's certain salespeople that do that. And if I'm able to, I will excessively flush the toilet. Just because I'm like, I'm just an idiot troll.
I thought you were going to say I excessively fart me so too. They know.
Oh, if I could, I would. But I figured the toilet sound is as bad as... Where are you?
Yeah,
cushion factory. What's going on?
I mean, I don't know. Is sales that competitive that really you can't tell someone, look, I gotta go. I'll be right back. I mean, I don't know.
The weird one though is when they're talking and they're going number one and they're just like and the stream is just hitting the water. So it's like, do they think you're at like some weird garden like that has like some kind of weird fountain going on?
Here at Snoqualmie Falls. Give me a second.
Right. I'm just checking out the scenery. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. With the AirPods, I know with my Apple AirPods, my wife can hear me walking. If I'm walking on a gravelly surface. So you can't do anything. It makes so much noise. So you're right, Steve. That is definitely like a fire hose situation.
Oh, how about this person? Depending on acoustics, I sometimes record voiceover work in the bathroom.
Oh. Well, I can appreciate that. People sing in the bathroom and think they really are good. And then they go on American Idol and they're not.
Oh, and so I said, not sure if this counts, but I do have a chair in my shower and I use it because sometimes I just don't want to be getting up just yet.
Oh. Well, so they'll just sit in the chair. I get that. I mean, I'm usually in the bathroom doing that too, getting up in the morning. That's what I do. I wake up in the bathroom. I just sit and wait until I feel like I'm awake. Because, it's so damn early and I hear the alarm. I stumble over and shut it off.
Yeah.
And I go sit. Until I'm like, okay, I think I'm ready to go.
Just want to adjust your body to get ready.
So I can appreciate that.
So that's a beer. Yeah, shower beers. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
They even make like a little
in
cup
your own
holder.
Home though.
I mean, I'm doing that.
You're doing it in the gym. I get that.
Not the gym, at the locker room with the boys.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's a locker
adult
room
boys.
Environment.
Yeah. Like, that's what we call each other.
Yeah. So how about getting away from people to cry? I mean, I don't know. Does anybody do that, Danny?
No, my crying's all in public, BJ. Come on. That's like in the middle. That's like in the middle of a concert.
There were bathrooms in every restaurant we took Danny to during the interview process. Why didn't he just get away to cry like any other normal person?
Public crying is way better.
Damn millennials. Steve
Danny,
and I,
take
when we
that
cry,
to the bathroom.
Yeah, come on. Steve and I go to the bathroom to cry. We don't sit there and cry.
We share the same stall.
Yeah. People hide out in the bathroom to avoid people. Yeah, I feel like I do that a little bit too at times.
Oh, like if you see one of said salespeople that you don't really want to have a conversation with.
You stay in there.
You just stay in there for a few minutes and like hope they don't come in.
We have this open floor plan, so it's really hard to get away in our office. It's hard to find a private space, and so the bathroom is the place to go.
Dude, though, there are times where like you go into like the common bathroom, and there's that person at the... Because we have like two urinals, and then there's that one person who you're just like, I know he's going to want to have a conversation, and it's always weird. And I'm
That guy.
So those are like the situations where I typically don't go into a stall to go number one, and those are the times where I do go into a stall to go number one, because I'm like, I just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. So now you know my secret.
Well, you just like peeing sitting down. I mean, that's
not that crazy. Dude, I'm telling you, those conversations are awkward. That's why I always go in a stall. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always sit down. Nobody likes to talk to anybody who's taken a D. They just, you know what I mean? They just don't want to do that. But somehow.
That happened to me in San Francisco once, and I did get out of the bathroom pretty quickly.
Yeah. And so that's why I do it. I mean, people have asked me and I go, dude, there are people that just don't understand when you're in the bathroom, shut the F up. Don't say anything. Just let us have our space. But, you know, everybody wants to start a conversation.
I feel like I don't mind even a conversation anymore. I'm like, it is what it is. But once you step away from whatever the thing you're using to go to the bathroom with, the urinal or the toilet, I feel like you got to accept that the conversation's over. And don't keep talking to me and making me stay in the bathroom and just hovering awkwardly as you're still going to the bathroom. Yeah. I'm like, I just don't want to do that.
Take me for a coffee, okay? If you really want to talk to me that much, buy me a coffee.
First or at least bring one in there and give it to me in the bathroom.
Oh, I had thought about that. That'll help you get stuff going, too. You know, good job. How about, this one is weird. And Vicky, I'm going to ask you, and maybe Danny, I'll ask you, too. Trying on new clothes? We're talking about things that people do in the bathroom that wasn't what the bathroom was designed for. Trying on new clothes.
Yeah, I do that because I have the biggest mirror.
Yeah, but usually it only goes halfway, though. So you don't see your full outfit.
Yeah, she's right about that. Really? You don't have like a door mirror? Your wife doesn't have anything like that?
No, we do now, but at the old place we didn't. And so I'd have to stand on the bathtub. Like thing. If I needed to see how the pants or shoes looked, I'd have to stand on that to look at it. Oh, well,
that's understandable.
But now we have our sliding door for our bedroom. We have a giant mirror, which is nice.
Yeah, come on. Don't be a savage. Get that done. Good job. You gotta have a full-length mirror. I think you're a big person when you finally have a full-length mirror. Don't you feel like you're an adult?
No, I really put zero into that. I was like, I'll make whatever mirror works, in my opinion.
Actually,
the less mirrors in my house, I'm happier.
Oh, really?
Now I don't have to be accidentally scared by myself.
Oh.
Like, whoa, Steve.
I like mirrors. I like the mirrored, like you have, Steve. I like the mirrored, the closet doors. Love those. I mean, they're the greatest idea ever until, of course, a kid runs into and breaks them. So you've got that going on for you.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before that happens.
Yeah. Do you do this, Steve? Do you wash your dog in the bathroom? I mean, some people use the tub.
We use the bathtub in our quote unquote guest bathroom because we have like our bathroom in our bedroom. But then we have the other bathroom and we wash Lulu in that one.
You know, we joked about, you know, giving somebody a coffee in the bathroom, and that's on the list. People like to go in to have coffee, tea, or a beer in the bathroom. Now, Steve, you say you do it in the locker room, which makes sense to me. I mean, that's, you know, you guys are, you know, it's camaraderie. It's a fan. I mean, I get that. But just people go in there by themselves and have a beverage? Well, so it's sort of, I mean, it's weird because you're doing you're supposed to be in there getting rid of the beverage and whatever.
Well, so it's shower beers are the best. I partake regularly after a hard work day.
Shower beer, sure, but like to the point of having coffee or tea, like why would you, I guess you're in the shower, but like I don't like to take food into a bathroom.
I don't like grab coffee to bring home sometimes from like, you know, like go to Bigfoot Java and bring in, my wife's getting ready for something. And so she'll have her coffee in the bathroom with her. It's not like she's solely having, but while she's getting ready, she has the coffee to drink.
I gotcha. Okay.
Oh, because she's using the bathroom mirrors and stuff like that. Yeah, I get it. Because some people have vanities outside, like the where they get ready outside of the bathroom area, like not where the toilet is. But I'm thinking of like you're in the toilet area, the showered area, and that's where you're doing it. But I get it. That makes sense. If
that is a weird visual. She's just sitting on the crapper just with a coffee in her hand.
That's what I mean. It's her happy place.
Right. Just speeding up the process.
That's a great visual, though. That is a great visual just to see anybody going, oh, yeah, I'm just sitting here having coffee.
So I'm probably going, bathrooms are great for buying drugs at raves. Oh.
There you go.
Oh, hadn't thought about that. How about that falling asleep in the tub, which I can get. People do it. But then there are people that fall asleep on the toilet. That also made the list.
Thankfully, neither have happened for me.
I fall asleep in the tub when I'm drunk.
Okay, that makes sense.
Usually, I'll get in there. Like, when we've gone to hotels, my best friend's like, get out. Time for you to get out. I heard you snoring. Let's go. And I'm like, fine.
But see, Vicky, you can fit in the tub. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. I mean, you
it's
really
like a
could.
Swimming pool.
Yeah. I mean, man, I that's the one thing I envy about you, Vicky. Almost any tub works for you. I mean, it's just like Vicky can have a jacuzzi anywhere she goes.
And she's also a woman. I feel like all women love baths. I can't do baths.
I could really? If I could fit in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like BJ brought up. Like, if there was one, like, if I had, like an 8-foot tub or something.
Yeah.
Then it's just like a hot tub or a pool.
Fair.
Yeah, hot tubs are amazing and because, first of all, they maintain the heat. And that's what I miss. That's what I don't like about a bath is eventually it gets cold. But, man, a hot tub, Steve. You know what? We just need a hot tub. That's all, Steve. Let's do it.
Oh, so we're living together now?
Look, if I can get a hot tub and a beverage, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Sarah's going to move in with your wife. You're going to move in with BJ.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Boy, that is is that a win for anybody?
No.
Yeah.
Ah.
Which one's going to die first?
Yeah.
I don't think
you know what, Steve?
None of that seems like a good idea.
Hold on.
Although that's a new reality show coming soon.
Steve says that now because the terrible twos have not hit. Let's see what he does in a couple of months, and maybe this might be a good idea after all.
Steve's living in a tent outside his house.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know what? And living
it's
anywhere
fine.
Else. Yeah. Living anywhere else away from the crazy toddler might be a great idea. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Mandy Moore does the voice of Rapunzel in what animated movie?
Rapunzel and Friends.
No.
Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Pinocchio.
No.
Do you remember the name, Steve?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even going to try.
I wouldn't remember either if it was in front of me. And it's a great name, too, for like the long hair lady. It's Tangled.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 850 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People, a lot of times, have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.